Okay. So I move that this goes back to committee and that we send a final version out to the committee and that we vote on this at our next meeting.
Okay. Carolyn?
Does the maker of the motion to postpone consideration consider the substitute? Well, actually, the motion is still in order as a substitute than the motion to postpone. And on the motion to postpone...
actually, Mr. Chair, I withdraw my... it hasn't been seconded. Can I withdraw it?
Seconds are not required in committee, but okay. A withdrawal is possible without objection.
I'm going to withdraw it.
And is that the motion that was just made that is being withdrawn?
Yes.
Okay, is there objection to withdrawing that motion?
Yes, this is Jane Gatewood, and I object to withdrawing that motion. I mean, if you want to withdraw it, that's fine, but I would like to make it again. I would like for the election timeline to be sent back to the work group for further discussion and to invite the new national elections supervisor to participate in that work group and to present a proposal at least several days before we meet again, so everybody has an opportunity to read it.
And that should be in the form of a resolution for adoption by the committee.
I move that the election timeline be sent back to the work group for further discussion, and that the national election supervisor be invited to participate in the work group.
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Ms. Roberts is recognized.
That the election supervisor's election timeline be sent to Casey for his opinion. The work group has met. The people who were available to meet, Jane was unavailable for the week, which is, you know, life is life. We've got other obligations. Teresa had said she preferred Friday. Henry was not available on Friday. Friday also did not work for me well. So we met on the day that the remaining majority was available to meet. Everyone now has a copy of the timeline and can read it. Casey's comments can be solicited by email. And we can sort of move, you know, accelerate the process. Any time that a term is changing, whether it's being shortened or lengthened, it has to go before the members.
Point of clarification.
Okay, members recognized for a point of clarification.
Serene, I just wanted to get the wording. So the substitute proposal is that the work group proposal be sent to the national election supervisor for his comments. Is that correct?
For his comments, and then I would recommend that this committee meet again so that the proposal can go to the PNB. Well, I don't know which would be more likely, that this committee can meet again with just that one thing on the agenda, or that the PNB will meet later in June with that one thing on its agenda. But one of those things needs to happen if we are serious about moving this process.
So the substitute motion is that the work group proposal be sent to the National Election Supervisor. And what?
To solicit, and we would solicit his comments, for his comments.
Prior to our committee vote? Would you accept that, Serene, prior to our committee vote?
Yeah, that would be the point of us sending it to him, yeah. I mean, that was your concern, right, that you felt
mm-hmm.
that he needed to be able to weigh in on it? Okay.
So the way I have it worded is that the work group proposal be sent to the National Election Supervisor to solicit his comments prior to our committee vote?
And, well, yeah, that's fine for the first part, and I guess this is a question of Bob and Lydia, assuming you're both still on the call, which do you think is, how likely do you think it is that the PNB can be convinced before the end of June to deal with this.
This
our
is Lydia.
Our next meeting is June 20-something.
This
Ms.
is Lydia.
Is recognized.
Well, first of all of our telephonic meetings are special meetings anyway with specific items. So if anything is pressing and we need to meet a timeline, we can certainly try to get the board together to meet at any given point. I think what should drive this is getting a committee recommendation around a proposal. So that's what should drive the PMB timeline. And I haven't looked at the timeline myself. Are you absolutely positive it would have to be by the end of June?
Yeah. Because it would have to be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It would be feasible, in my opinion, for the PMB to meet, challenging but feasible.
Mr. Lederer?
Yeah, I agree with Lydia. It's possible. But I think as far as the timeline, the bylaws are slightly confusing on this. I just consulted them. And maybe to be safe, we should recommend that the legal counsel for Pacifica just look at the bylaws and advise us on what's the latest possible date that the PNB could begin the 60-day notice clock that they have to for any amendments in time to arrive at the end of the process with something sent out to the voters on October 15th. Because it may be the end of June or it may be mid-July. It's a little confusing to me. So that might be a way to resolve the confusion and avoid any problem later, you know, because we misread the bylaws.
So can we then have agreement that, may I?
Go ahead.
Have agreement that once we'll send it out to KC, we'll send the query out to Dan, and if necessary, in fact, I would advocate that this committee meet earlier than its next regularly scheduled meeting at any rate, just to do what we need to do. So that any other delays that may crop up, and they inevitably will, we would have done what we need to do to get the process on.
This is Lydia.
And Bob.
Mrs. Zahn first.
Yes, any three directors can send a query to council. So even before we come up with with our decision about which proposal, that certainly I think Bob and myself, and we can find another director to send the question to council so that we have it as soon as possible, the answer.
Ms. Lederer?
Okay. Well, the other piece that has to happen, as I think Terry mentioned, is the drafting of an actual amendment in the proper bylaws form, which would address the question of, whose term would be shortened and all of those things and go through kind of all the sections of the bylaws that would have to be changed in order to accommodate this new schedule. So, I don't have time to volunteer, so I can't do it myself, and I don't want to volunteer other people. But I just want to say whether it's the work group as a whole or one member or two members of the work group, somebody has to sit down and do that drafting before our committee meets again to consider this. So I would just ask if, somebody would either volunteer that or else the working group should have another meeting to accomplish that task. And by the way, one fact to clarify, I checked while we were on the phone. I found the documents that Casey passed out in Washington, and what I think Jane may be referring to is a green sheet that is a work plan month by month for this year under the current bylaws. He did not hand out any proposal, and I remember from his oral presentation, he didn't speak of any proposal for changing the bylaws, although I definitely agree we should get his input, but he has not himself made a proposal.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion to refer back to the work group, and we have a substitute motion. The substitute comes first. Ms. Gateway, can you read the substitute?
That the work group proposal on the elections timeline be sent to the National Election Supervisor to solicit his comments prior to our committee vote. And then there was, I don't know if that was part of the motion about three directors questioning the council concerning latest date to address mandatory 60 days notice. Is that
that was not a motion. It was just something that I think Bob, do you have any objection to sending
a
query?
No, I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so we'll just commit to doing that. You can just put it as an action item that we'll follow through on.
Okay, so the motion is that the work group proposal on the elections timeline be sent to National Election Supervisor to solicit his comments prior to our committee vote.
Is there an objection to the substitute motion?
Yes, I have one.
Mm-hmm. May we proceed to a vote on the substitute?
Well, can I just ask a way to solve this, perhaps?
Go ahead, Mr.
Is there a way to combine these? Because I think everyone agrees we want Casey's input, number one. And number two, I think I would imagine everyone agrees we're going to need something in bylaws form before we can vote on it. So maybe, you know, unless there's a volunteer to do that individually, maybe we should ask the working group to convene again before our next committee meeting to accomplish that, at least that task.
I'll be happy to do that in short.
Carolyn here.
Mr. Lederer, we are at one amendment, and another substitute would be in order if you could propose it.
Well, could I ask Serene to repeat what she said? I couldn't hear her.
I said I'll be happy to do the draft and forward the information to Casey and send his comments around.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Carolyn here.
Ms. Burden?
Yeah, I would like to have the work group reconvened. I realize perhaps people forgot it was so long ago, but in March we did agree that there would be a work group, and that I think the minutes specifically said that I should be invited, but we did pass a motion, I think, that everyone on the committee is welcome to join that work group. And with a little notice, I think we could have more than two people, which probably would be very helpful if Casey were there as well. So is it possible for Serene to convene the work group again and invite Casey?
The chair interprets that as an objection to the substitute. We have 7 minutes left of the meeting. Can we proceed to a roll call on the substitute? Without objection, the secretary will read the call the roll on the substitute.
Bob?
Pass.
Lederer?
Pass.
Pardon?
I pass for the moment.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
We're voting on the substitute motion,
and I'd like the substitute motion read.
Okay.
Pardon me?
The secretary will read the substitute motion prior to the roll call.
That the work group proposal on the elections timeline be sent to the National Election Supervisor to solicit his comments prior to our committee vote.
And this is in substitute, is that correct, from the maker?
Pardon me?
Yes.
Yes, this is a substitute motion. You may call the roll.
Okay, so that's what we're voting on.
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Serene?
Yes.
Deb Shafto? Henry Knorr? Is Henry here? Henry's absent. Jack? Jane Gatewood, yes. LaVarne? Lydia?
Yes.
Sandra? Sandra Rawline? Teresa Allen?
No.
Terry Goodman?
Chair won't vote.
Bob Letter?
Yes.
Is Deb Shafto here? Jack Van Aken?
I'm here and I vote no.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay. Jack? LaVarne?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. I vote no also.
And Sandra? Okay, I guess Jack Van Aken and Sandra Rawline are off the call.
Jack was here and voted.
Jack Van Aken, are you on the call?
He did not vote.
Oh, so I thought he did.
No,
he said,
I didn't.
I'm here and I vote no. Who was that?
That was Deb, I think. Deb or Teresa.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I have one. Yes, is there one, two, three, four? Just a second. I have four yeses, one, two, three, four noes.
The motion fails to obtain a majority. We proceed to the original motion. Secretary will read the original motion supposed to refer to committee.
Yes, the original motion was to refer the timeline back to the work group and to ask the national election, with an invitation to the national election supervisor to participate in the work group.
Is there objection to the original motion to refer back to the work group? Without objection, the issue is referred back to the work group. The
point of information.
Members recognized for point of information.
Mr. Chair, can you reiterate who is, or repeat who is on this work group so it's clear?
I believe the committee chair knows who's on the work group. Ms. Roberts, you're recognized.
The persons who volunteered were Henry Knorr, Jane Gatewood, Teresa Allen, and myself. The notices were sent to each of those persons' individual mailboxes as well as to the entire listserv, the entire committee listserv. So anyone interested in joining had at least two opportunities to do so.
Are there any other members who wish to join the work group
again
at this time?
Point of information, please. The minutes for March 25th, I believe, were passed without being amended. And they noted that the work group is open to all committee members, and Carolyn Burden shall be invited. So I did get the notice that was sent to everybody, to the entire group. But I do think that the entire group should continue to be invited to this meeting. And I hope that we can have a few more than just a few days' notice.
Ms. Burden, are you joining the work group?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
On it since March, I believe. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to join this work group?
Chair, would it be out of order for, this is Jane, would it be out of order to ask that this this work group convene within a certain time period, or do we need to have any time frame on this action?
It should be before the next meeting of this committee, which could be a special meeting of this committee if that is proposed within the next 1 minute.
Well, since we don't, I don't think we can propose it since we don't really know what the timeliness factor will be.
It would be harder to propose to schedule a meeting of this committee than of the work group.
I think we need to meet before the PMB meets in June.
Can you?
I don't have the calendar in front of me.
And that's June 8th, is that right?
Right.
So.
Does anybody have a calendar they could propose a date just to consider this one agenda item?
Seeing if I can find it.
Wow, the PNB is meeting already on June the 9th.
Okay, available this month is next Sunday.
The 3rd.
No, next Sunday is the 27th of May.
27th, okay.
And also Sunday the 3rd. And, yeah, the 8th, the PNB meeting is not posted yet. But, yeah, we could meet the 3rd or
the 27th.
The 27th is a Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah, I'll be unavailable the 3rd, on Sunday the 3rd. I'm not going to be available.
Chair would entertain a motion to meet on the 27th anyway.
Serene, is it possible for the work group to meet?
That'd be this week.
I'm drafting an email to come out to everyone now. With, again, a range of, I think I'd sent six different times last time. I plan to do the same.
For whatever it's worth, I'm not available to meet before 5 p.m. on a weekday.
This is Bob.
Mr. Lederer.
Yeah, I can tell you that the PNB has a very large agenda for June 8th, and I'm not sure how realistic it is to add this matter to it. So I think it's more likely we can persuade the board to hold a special additional meeting later in the month just for this issue.
Well, this committee is scheduled to meet on the 17th of June.
Right. So I'm saying, you know, maybe that on the 8th they might vote to convene, let's say, you know, that last week in June or the next to last week after our next regularly scheduled meeting.
In that light, I would like to withdraw my motion to schedule a special meeting.
Okay.
May I say something, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I think that it is very, very important if we're going to propose bylaws changes that the whole elections committee be in support of this, because having gone through several processes attempting to change bylaws, they have just inevitably like fizzled because there was not that energy. It has to be energy from all five stations and has to be an energy that, you know, we can, you know, all of our specifically, all of our directors need to be on the same page. So I'm hoping that we can work with the election supervisor and come up with something that's really strong and has strong support. So I'm looking forward to our work group and discussing this on the 17th of June with this committee.
Okay, we are at time for this meeting and would require two-thirds approval to extend, which we only need to consider if there is a motion to extend.
May I make an announcement, or can I may I move that we add 10 minutes to at least? I move that we add 10 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to add 10 minutes to the meeting. Is there objection to this motion? Absent objection, the required majority is met.
Point of information. Point of information.
A member is recognized for a point of information.
10 minutes for what purpose?
Personally, I would briefly like to go through all of the other items on the agenda and just see if we
That's
can get
possible.
One or two minute reports from these other work groups. Mr. Chair, there was no objection. Can we move on?
I thought it was for announcements. That's why I didn't object.
Yes. Yes, it is announcements. So,
is there any report from the staff list work group?
Unfortunately, it wasn't until today that Mary provided me with the names of the KPFA representatives, so I'm going to try to convene that work group, you know, as soon as possible.
Is there a report from the technical advisory work group? Is there a report from the membership list work group?
The what?
There is no report. None of the other members responded. The email address that the former chair had given out for Deb was wrong, so I didn't actually get in touch with, or I wasn't able to email her until Thursday. Ms. Burden responded, I think, about an hour or so before this meeting started, and I haven't heard from Teresa or Mary on the list work group yet.
So you don't have a date yet?
Well,
is that correct?
Another six-point information request and see who responds.
Okay. On unfinished business, we have station policies on membership waivers. I've noticed a few reports. Is there any member who had reported orally at the prior meeting regarding membership waivers on their station at their station who has not submitted a written report as requested by the committee? I'll recognize any member to speak.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
When this item was initially on the agenda, we had several members report orally, and the committee requested that they submit a follow-up in writing. Ms. Roberts and myself have submitted follow-ups.
I just want to. I'm assuming you're going to get to the point about the affiliates, and I'd like to report on that when it comes.
Is there any objection to jumping right to that? Then let's hear a report on the manner of election of affiliate directors.
Okay. Rip Robbins, we've discussed this at the affiliates meeting. Rip Robbins, the chair of the committee, said that he would provide the information for this elections committee. He sent a copy of his report to Serene Roberts and me. Serene has just sent it to the elections committee. I also encourage everyone to go to PacificaNetwork.org if you'd like information about some of the process. The one thing that you need to remember when you're thinking about how do we get people to apply to get nominated to be an affiliate director on the national board is that the affiliates are not sister stations. They are clients, and they have a client relationship with us. Ursula, the affiliates coordinator, has several lists that they can be on, and she has contact with all general managers of all affiliates. And those lists have been used to announce to all general managers that they can nominate persons to the position on the national board. So if you have any other questions, feel free to contact me, and I will be happy to get information on the nomination process.
Rip Robbins here. I'm on the call.
Oh, great.
The guest is recognized.
I guess I should say that the report was a bit late, so probably members of the committee haven't had time to look at it for this particular meeting. It's just that I could probably review very quickly in just one minute here what's happened in the past. 2004 was the first year for affiliates, and Marty Durlin and Vicky Santos were on. 2005, it was Marty Durlin and Steve Pierce. 2006, it was myself and Yvonne Dooley, who unfortunately passed away in about three-quarters of the way through the term, and Nathan Moore was the runner-up, and so therefore Nathan Moore became the director on the board. This year, it's myself and Lori Taguma. So those are the 4 years that we've had affiliate directors. And this past year, the way that the notification went was that in early November, and I'm not at my office and I don't have that email, it's in my archive box. It was in early November when we issued the notice on the Pacifica Network GM's list, which is a list that includes every manager that is an affiliate. And it also went out on the Pacifica Announce list, which previously had been the general list, but now is only used for programming. It does go to program directors. On November 8th, the notice went out in an email on the GRC and the NFCB list. And on November 15th, another notice went out on the Pacifica Networks GM's list. And that's how it happened this last year.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
I would like to provide a little bit of information. Mr. Chair, you made some mention of a proposed bylaws change that mentioned the affiliates being under archives, but the affiliates is not a program under archives. It just happens that an archives employee does the billing at this time to the affiliate stations, but the affiliate program is not under archives.
Understood. Okay. The extended time is approaching. Is there any member that would like to give notice of a motion to amend something previously adopted or anything else that might require notice.
I would like to thank Rip Robbins for joining us and also for the report.
Thank you, Rip.
Thank you.
Any other member wishing recognition for any purpose, like for an announcement?
Yes, Carolyn here.
Ms. Burden, you're recognized.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Ms. Roberts will be next.
I'd like to add under new business for next time a motion that directors report either in writing or at the next meeting, but whichever comes first, any actions they take at the PNB regarding elections matters or this committee's matters. Somehow we seem to get notified late sometimes or not at all, and I think it would be nice if any directors on this committee who take action at the PNB notify the committee in writing of what that action was and what the resolution of it was.
That's a new business item.
New business item, yes, the next time.
Ms. Roberts.
Yes, I'd like to give notice of my intention to bring a motion to rescind the decision to have Sunday evening meetings.
Okay.
And have some meetings up to another day, regular meetings up to another day.
Okay, that's a new business item. Any more? Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn. This is Teresa Allen.
Ms. Allen's motion is on the floor. Is there any objection to adjourning the meeting? Thank you all. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.